headlines. This hour at Press TV, Iran's leader says the country backs an undivided Palestine.
ما معتقدیم سرزمین فلسطین، کشور فلسطین یک جا متعلق به فلسطینی هاست.
7 US-led soldiers have died in Afghanistan in the last 24 hours. And Russia warns the West against a ground operation in Libya. Yemen sends its injured leaders to Saudi Arabia for treatment.
Hello, it's 4:30 p.m. here in Tehran. You're with Press TV's World News.
That's right. Thanks so much for being with us. On to our first story this hour. Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says Palestine belongs in its entirety to the Palestinian people.
موضع ما در مقابل فلسطین هم موضع روشنی است. ما معتقدیم سرزمین فلسطین، کشور فلسطین یک جا متعلق به فلسطینی هاست. اون کسانی که سعی کردن نقشه فلسطین را از روی صفحه جغرافیا پاک کنن اشتباه کردن. چنین اتفاقی نخواهد افتاد. فلسطین باقی است. چند دهه‌ای غاصبان اون رو غصب کردن. دوباره به مردم فلسطین و با آغوش اسلام برخواهد گشت بدون تردید و مردم فلسطین هم بیدارن و این اتفاق خواهد افتاد و فلسطین تجزیه پذیر هم نیست.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said only a referendum, not the US roadmaps, can solve the issue of Palestine. He also praised a wave of Islamic awakening and popular uprisings in the Middle East and North Africa. Ayatollah Khamenei described the revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt as great developments and predicted that other nations, including the Bahraini people, will also achieve victory. He, however, warned of a U.S. plot to hijack the regional revolutions. The leader said Iran supports all popular and Islamic movements in the region.
حرکت اسلامی است، مردمی است، ضد آمریکایی است، ما با این حرکت همراهیم. اما اگر در جایی ببینیم یک حرکتی به راه افتاده است با تحریک آمریکایی ها، با تحریک صهیونیست ها، با اون حرکت همراهی نمی کنیم. فلسطین یک پارچه.
In further remarks, the leader accused the US of plotting to foment discord between Iran and Arab nations. Ayatollah Khamenei urged Arab nations to beware of Western plots to sow sectarian and ethnic divisions in those countries. He then slammed Washington for its silence on Bahrain's crackdown on peaceful protests in the Persian Gulf country. The leader said the Saudi military's intervention in Bahrain could not have happened without the U.S.'s green light. Ayatollah Khamenei was addressing crowds of people at the mausoleum of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini. Iranians have held mourning ceremonies nationwide, marking the 22nd anniversary of his departure.